number three, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. Having a lot of fun this afternoon. The text line, the YouTube chat is apparently we got a lot of votes for Alyssa Milano, which that's a strong one. Is Joe Rex Road one of those?
Maybe it's his burner, but yeah. Probably so.
Yeah, I don't know. You never know what might happen here on the show. Speaking of, let's say hello to our good friend Greg Pogue. He is the AF1 Executive of the Year and our best friend. Takes us to dinner.
By far.
Very nice to us. Hello, Pogie. How are you?
Raquel Welch.
That's a pretty solid one. I will agree.
She's on the Mount Rushmore, I'm telling you. So, just saying. Yeah. And yes, Joe, she got it done all the way up until her death. So.
Well, that's the best way you can do it. Just go out on top, right?
Yeah.
There you go. You are doing the Lord's work, I guess is the way we put it. But no, you. I know high school sports and prep sports means a ton to you, and we're excited to have you in our family once again on 94.9 The Fan with a couple of new shows debuting tomorrow.
Yes, and Prep Football Talk, this is the 14th year. It's presented by Freeman Webb, Bill, the late Bill, and Bob now. They've been with us from day one, and it's with Coach Bubba Spears. We do a Legend of the Week. We have Pearl Cone Coach Tony Bernetti on tomorrow. But anyway, starting tomorrow morning from 9 to 11 on 94.9 FM, it's 2 hours. Actually, the studio you're sitting in right there was where Kurt Page, Craig Ladd, and then myself, we started Prep Football.
Yep.
14 years ago. And we're out at Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. Come on by and I'll buy you a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. But we're doing it, and you know, yeah, you're right. Prep Football Talk means a lot. We got another announcement coming up after tomorrow. But Prep Football Talk every Saturday morning from 9 to 10, and that will be followed by 101 with Greg Pogue from 10 to 11, a show I did down at the Omni for a long time in Bongo Java. Now, several years out at Roy's Meat Service. Our first guest tomorrow there on location will be Jeff Fisher. And so that's Saturday morning. And then the paperwork is signed so we can announce that 1 week from tonight, for the first time since 1977, Metro Nashville Schools will have its own high school Game of the Week broadcast on 102.5 The Game. Chase, you and Coach Bubba Spears on the broadcast, and really looking forward to that. I've been working with Mark North, the Metro Schools Athletics Director, on this project for a couple years. It just seemed to fit best right now, and the Titans have put over a 3-year period, they got 4 this year, every field of high school Metro football will have a turf field. It's well into the millions of dollars. Neil O'Donnell's turf company did them. And so there's 4 of those ribbon cuttings. All 4 of those will be at with our season broadcast. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, Joe, you share this. We all share this love of high school football and knowing how important it is. I know the NIL is starting to creep into it a little bit at the top level. But, it's something that and I'm 94.9. Tomorrow morning, 9 to 11, every Saturday morning, and then Friday nights on 102.5 The Game.
Yeah, we were looking forward to it. In addition to that, it'll be kind of bookend by the Game Blitz, which Big Joe, you know, started way back in the day. Connor Newt, Parker Kelly, 2 of our young pups are going to take on that project and do a pregame show that leads into the Metro Game of the Week, and then they'll do a scoreboard show afterwards. So talking high school football. Greg, you've covered sports in this town for a long time. Joe has too, and I guess I'm in that boat now as well. But how important is it to keep high school sports coverage going, even though we've become such a major league sports town?
Well, it's essential because they are the last of the student athletes, okay? That's gone on the collegiate level. They still have that. These are the most formative years for these young men and women at that age. And they need support. And, you know, you look at some of the mid-state powers, Oakland, Kevin Creasy, he's a good buddy of mine. You know, you look at the Innsworths, you look at all of the ones that have – in 1977, that blew my mind. Mike, I give Mike Oregon at the Tennessean credit for finding that out. And it just seems like Metro, in so many ways, facilities – support, And I don't want to get into a political thing about this, but up until the early 70s, the NIL, the not the NIL I referenced earlier, the name, image, likeness, the Nashville Interscholastic League, you had all the neighborhoods had their own high schools. But busing changed all of that. It caused the – I'm not going to say busing good, bad, or indifferent, but it did away with a lot of the neighborhoods. You know, you had a – you would, and then also it caused the proliferation of all the private schools through the 70s and on. So I think it's even more important that we support metro schools, because they've gone decades with just sort of being on the back row of the mama pig.
Talking to Greg Pogue. No, we're with you. No, listen, and Chase, that's a great question, because you know how I am about high school football, and you are the same way, and Chase is the same way. I mean, and but it runs the gamut of high school athletics. It doesn't start with football. It's everything that goes on, and I will fiercely defend Metro Nashville high school football and cover them, because that's my DNA, and I know how important it is to you. I know next week you got Maplewood and McGavick. That's a huge game, and I love the fact that the spotlight is on these kids who work just as hard in Metro as they do in Williamson, Wilson, and every other county around Middle Tennessee.
Yes, indeed, and you know, you look at the talent level. How many? You look at Pearl Cone. I mean, in East Nashville now, and how many are coming out of metro schools that aren't necessarily being gobbled up by the privates, let's call it like it is, you know, and the NIL world can lure them to away from metro schools because of money now. It's legal. And
right.
So I think so. I think it's very important. I remember going to Glencliff High School. I was the first gig I ever had was the prep. I started doing preps, and then became the prep editor when Tommy Dees left. And I would go to like a Glencliff High School, and I would look at it. I said, half the stands, you sit down, you're going to get a nail in your butt.
Right.
I was going, oh my God, this is awful. But the Dr. Battle, Adrian Battle, the superintendent of schools, and Mark North, the AD for Metro Schools, you know, I said, what can we do? How can we help? And you know, this is not a, hopefully not a nonprofit situation. Good Lord, I've been in a few of those that are not supposed to be nonprofits. But anyway, how can we help? And I just thought, and this is 102.5, again, the blowtorch you guys are, and the reach that you have, and it also, oh, another thing, every Chase, we talked about this a couple of days ago. Every Thursday at 1:30, the coaches of that week's games are going to come on your show for about a 5-minute interview with each. We're going to repurpose that for the pregame show. But that is yet another step of exposure. And they it's a worthwhile cause. I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, well, and we're really excited about it. I'm excited about the opportunity. I mean, sitting with Coach Spears the other night, hearing the stories he has from back in the day, I mean, that's going to be worth it for me for sure. So we're looking forward to it. But tomorrow, starting at 9 o'clock, 94.9 The Fan, Prep Weekly, and then our Prep Football Talk, and then one-on-one with Greg Pogue after that.
Right, and the guests come there, and first one is going to be Jeff Fisher. By the way, our legend of the week tomorrow at the bottom of the hour, 9:30, will be Kelly Holcomb. I just recorded something for Plaster Show, and they were questioning whether he was a prep legend or not. And I go, what?
Oh, I'm still waiting for that phone call for the prep legend of the week, so maybe I'll get it this year.
Listen, there's a difference between a prep legend and prep legend and doing legendary things that you don't want people to know about.
I'm both of those.
Is Mike Organ a prep legend?
He is not.
No. Well, you know, no, but he could be a one-on-one. You're more suited in the one-on-one. That way I can ask you one question and it's going home.
Yeah, that would be good. Pogie, we're excited about it. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to it.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, Greg Pogue, the man, joining us here on the program. Again, 94.9 The Fan tomorrow starting at 9 with prep football talk and then one-on-one with Greg Pogue. Following that with Coach Jeff Fisher. They'll be live at Roy's Meat Service, but you can listen on 94.9 The Fan. And then next week, the Metro Game of the Week, it will be awesome. Looking forward to it.
We'll starting, have, man. It's great.
McGavick at Maplewood.
It's right.
It'll be a lot of fun.
And I'm going to warn you. I mean, there'll be no disparaging of the McGavick Raiders. Mm-hmm. Zero. I don't care if they get beat by 50.
Where are you going to be?
Yeah, I'm not sure yet. I'll be Fox 17. I'll either be in Gallatin and Hendersonville or down in Murfreesboro with Oakland and CPA.
You're going to be a reporter for Football Frenzy Live.
Yep, I'll be roaming around. So nice. Good times. I love it. I mean, it's high school. I love high school football. I love it.
Yeah, it'll be really cool. So we're excited to continue that and spreading the word on prep football here in the Mid-State. We'll get back into tonight's Titans game, including some rushing research that I did last night. But we'll talk about that coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5 The Game. This week's Nashville's Best Deal is Fat Bottom Brewing Company. Join Fat Bottom this Saturday for their Lucky 13 anniversary party at 844th Avenue North in Nashville. It's a full day of casino-themed fun, live tattoos from Black 13, face painting, balloon art, games, and, of course, ice-cold beer. Get a $100 gift card, half off while supplies last at thegamenashville.com/deals. Plus, don't miss their Lucky 13 anniversary party this Saturday, this tomorrow, at Fat Bottom Brewing Company. Chasing Big Joe here on a Friday, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel and broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Appreciate Greg Pogue for joining us in the last segment. Titans get after it again tonight, preseason game number 2. Brian Callahan said earlier in the week that he expected it to be similar to last week's game as with the starters, so maybe 2 potentially 3 series. Cam Ward had 3 series or 2 series last week, which went into the second quarter because Tampa Bay had the ball for so long. Paul Kuharski putting out earlier that sitting tonight for the Titans, the injured players, Sweat, who's out with the tonsils, Winston, Joseph Day, Harrell, Spears, Landers, Cushenberry, he's going to warm up, Snead. Healthy scratches include Simmons, Ridley, Pollard, Lockett, Zeitler, and Diggs. So you're going to see a lot of the young guys tonight, but I think it's good for Elikayo Manor and Chim DK to get some reps with Cam Ward, and who knows, maybe you even see more Xavier Restrepo.
I'd love to see him play the entire first half. Fling the ball down the field to Ayo Manor and DK and all the other guys. See what they can do because you're not getting your ones and twos playing tonight with Ridley and Lockett, and just have some fun tonight. Get backyard football, man. Just down the field, up-tempo, go, 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 and see what you can do and how well you can play because, look, the game's here within 3 weeks. You got to get Cam Ward ready. And right now, when we talked to Teron the other day, he's like, it's about 55, 60% ready to go. It's got to be 100. It can't be 99. It's got to be 100. Learn tonight. Let him play. Let him throw the ball down the field. Let him have fun.
100%. And look, I mean, I think they should try and push his limits a little bit. One thing that I heard DVD talking about yesterday that I wanted to bring up with you because I thought it was pretty spot on, that it does feel like that Brian Callahan – is trying to make Cam Ward uncomfortable and push him to do things that maybe he didn't do at Miami, he hadn't done in college, and make things a little tougher on him than they might actually be to see how he handles those things. Yeah. If that is in fact the case, then Callahan deserves a little more credit than maybe we've given him because I think that's a good move. Because
100%.
Then once you get into the real games, it doesn't seem as foreign to him.
I've never had a problem with Callahan as a position coach because they've all – Stafford and Derek Carr and Manning have all raved about him. Burrow, they've all raved about him. The question becomes play calling and a head coach. I've never questioned him one time being a quarterback coach. I don't know how much he deals with Cam Ward now because he has his own quarterback coach. He's got an offensive coordinator there that does – I don't know what he does. But I've never questioned that. So if he knows how to bring Cam Ward, I'm fine with that. I think Levis was dropped in his lap, and I think Levis had a little bravado to him. which Callahan tried to probably get in, you know, control that, and he couldn't do it. So now with Cam Ward, I've got no problem with what he's handling Cam Ward. But that's preseason. Now, game one after Denver on that Monday on our show, it might be a different thing we're talking about. But I don't know. Tonight, let's go out there and have some fun tonight. And you got one more game next week versus the Vikings.
So to define fun, like what would fun be for him?
Run plays that he likes. Throwing the ball down the field, scramble, bootlegs, naked bootlegs, get him out of the pocket, make things go down the field, things he would like to do. To me, that'd be fun. Yeah. Throwing deep balls.
Throw Restrepo in there with him, too. I want to see a set with DK, Io Manor, and Restrepo all in the field at the same time.
Agreed.
And put 100%. Gunnar Helm at tight end.
Yep.
Throw the Rooks out there. Give me one look at the Rooks with the regular offensive line.
Because, I mean, again, it doesn't mean anything, right? You're not – yeah, sure. You want to win the game. I understand that. But, man, go out there and do that tonight and do have fun. And throw the ball around and do the things where you'll have him doing things in the game going forward, not things he wouldn't do. We talked about it earlier. But I think that would be fine. So I want to see that tonight. And because you got to get one more chance next week. I don't know how much he's going to play next week against the Vikings. I do think – him coming home at Nissan Stadium will be fun to watch. I think the crowd will get behind
him. Yeah, I think you'll have a pretty good crowd for a preseason game, you know, knowing that he may play a series or two.
Right.
But still, because I will tell you, I witnessed it last week in Minnesota, J.J. McCarthy. That crowd was fired up to see him play, and he played one series.
I still yeah, and McCarthy, we did the positional rankings earlier about where ESPN and their analysts have different position groups ranked, and the Vikings were like 28th with J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
Or 27th, because the Titans are 28th.
Well, I'm floored that the Titans' offensive line is 5th.
Which is great, huh?
And the defensive line is 4th.
Right. I mean, yeah, the linebackers are 30th and outside linebacker 30th. But what if your linebackers are good? We don't know. I mean, Cedric Gray and Barton and Winston Jr. and those guys, what if they're not bad? What if I'm going to butcher Oladejo? Did I say it correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. What if becomes in and he's a great pass rusher? I mean, there's a lot of things we don't know yet. So I'm not critical to say they're going to be 1-16. We just don't know. We'll find out. And I think we'll find out early. I think we find out early in Denver what happens.
Who is wide receiver 2 by week 5?
I still think it's Lockett.
Should it be Io Manor?
No. I mean, it'd be great.
He's a fourth-round pick. He's a fourth-round pick. So, I mean, that's putting a lot of expectation on him. But
I mean, how many fourth-round receivers really make an impact there? How many first-round receivers their first year do it?
No kidding aside, there are 2 that I can name off the top of my head.
Beyond fourth round?
That were fourth round that made a huge impact. One of them is playing now in Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Right.
One of them is coming on in about 34 minutes.
Yeah.
On this station.
Very rarely do those guys make an impact. It took Derek Mason a few years to make an impact.
Sure. I mean, he had to fight for his opportunity to even be able to make an impact. Where was Puka? Puka Nacua was like a 7th round pick, right?
It was a flyer pick for sure.
But there are examples. But, for example, Derek Mason, I mean, talented. But then you bring in a Yancey Thigpen.
5th round.
Puka?
Yeah.
You bring in a Yancey Thigpen back in 98. You bring in a Carl Pickens in a 2000. So, you know, Derek's got to go back to the line again because you bring these other guys in there. Once Fisher realized how good Derek Mason could be the receiver, turned on the Jets, man. It was good. He was always good. Just needed an opportunity. Opportunities what these guys need tonight to show it.
Here's the other thing, too, that I will tell you, and I'll say this on the other side. Derek had something that I don't see a lot of nowadays, and it's a major problem.
Can I guess it real quick?
Yes.
A new chair.
Not a new chair. I'll tell you that and much more coming up next. Chasing Big Joe here on this Friday on 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. Titans, Falcons, tonight's preseason game number 2. But talking about, you know, fourth round plus players, D-Mace had something that I don't see a ton of anymore. I'm not saying it's not there. I just think the times have changed. Because he still has it, even as a radio host, a chip on his shoulder. Like a guy of like, oh, let me show you why I'm going to be great. Not tell you, I'm going to show you. And I just don't think everyone's wired that way anymore.
You are correct. Derek, Tom Brady.
Yep. Brady's another one.
I always thought Cortland Finnegan was wired that way.
Yep.
Drafted in the seventh round.
Blaine Bishop, eighth round.
Same way. Yeah. Like, all right.
Pecorine, eighth round.
But they are rare. Yeah. They are so rare. And I told you, I would rather have anybody who hates losing more than winning on my team. Derek's an example. So is Tom Brady. I mean, they hate to lose. It consumes you, and which should be good. I think a large majority of them, do you lose? You lose? You lose. There's very few Derek Masons left in the world. Very few.
I agree with you. 100%. You
know, we watched that reel today that our Music City Bet sent us about football in the 70s and how, you know, they would tape up their hands and they just the brutality of it. And I get some of it had to change, but it was just a different era and different time. And those guys were, I mean, they had part-time jobs on part-time jobs playing football. And it was just different. I get that. But, you know, if there are more Derek Masons, and you know what? I'm glad they're not more Derek Masons. Because we wouldn't revere those guys the way we do.
Yeah.
We wouldn't do it. We were like, oh, it's a bunch of guys like that. Very few like that, man.
Something that I was looking at last night, because I was talking to our buddy at Music City Bets, about a prop of Tony Pollard, six or more touchdowns on the year. And at first I'm like, oh, that seems easy. Well, then I kind of started looking. He only had five last year. In fact, the Tennessee Titans only rushed for 11 touchdowns total last year. There were 10 players that rushed for more touchdowns on their own than the entire Titans team, one of them being Derrick Henry with 16. Jahmyr Gibbs, James Cook also had 16. Josh Jacobs with 15. Bijan Robinson, Kyren Williams, Jalen Hurts with 14. Saquon Barkley, who had the rushing title with 2,005 yards, with 13. And then David Montgomery, Josh Allen with 12. Jonathan Taylor, Joe Mixon also had 11. So let that stand out for a second.
I'm surprised that Pollard had five. And the
reason I'm bringing this up is because when you talk about the 2024 Tennessee Titans, people are like, well, the run game wasn't all that bad. But getting into the end zone was, especially in the low red zone. Pollard and Spears each had two touchdowns inside the five. And that was the only four of the 11 Titans touchdowns that were scored inside the five in the low red zone. Seven of the 11 were inside the 10.
Well, I think it became because the line was so bad that Pollard had over 1,000 yards. I think that's still the benchmark of a good year. He had 1,000 yards.
1,079.
I think that should be moved up to 1,200. It won't be. It'll still be 1,000 will be the one. Because you got an extra game. An extra game to get, you know, yards and see what you could do. But, I mean, the fact that he got over 1,000 yards with that terrible offensive line says quite a bit about Tony Pollard. In the positional ranking list, the Titans running backs are ranked 23rd out of 32. So you're in the bottom quadrant right there. So only way it goes up. But your offensive line now, they ranked him at fifth. It could be completely – and they understood that, is that you got to fix the offensive line. And Callahan is – Daddy, Bill, is a good offensive line coach, but it's still you got to have talent, and they had no talent last year.
So let me put this in perspective for you for a second. So Pollard's 1,079 yards made up a chunk of 1,855, which was the team total. Second for the Titans was Tajay Spears with 312. Will Levis was third with 183. Mason Rudolph was fourth with 106. And then Julius Chestnut with 102, Calvin Ridley with 55, and then a few others made up the rest. If you just mentioned 1,200 yards, because Pollard was 12th with Rico Dowdle with the yards last year with 1,079. If he had gotten to 1,200 yards, he would have been 8th, just ahead of Chuba Hubbard.
I like that name. Yeah, so we'll see what happens. I mean, he's not playing tonight, right? Pollard's out tonight. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah, I like Pollard. Look, man, I just, you know,
he's solid, but you definitely – the thing that concerns me is you need the second back. Like, if Tajay Spears can't stay healthy, to me, they don't have the second back on the roster right now.
But you also got to have the big boys up front, and I think they're getting
100%.
There. I think they're getting
so
there.
So if you believe the ESPN rankings, position rankings, that have the Titans offensive line fifth after probably being 64th last year,
right,
making that up, but then I would think that these rushing numbers are going to change. They better.
Again, we talk about evolve. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 10 position groups that you got out there. If you said, Joe, which position group do you need to be in the top five for the Titans to be successful? I would have said offensive line. And ESPN's got them at number five. Because what that does, that keeps your quarterback clean. When your quarterback is clean, he can make things happen. Then you go from there. So we bring a little positivity, Titans fans, to you on this Friday that's going forward. Because the ESPN and these great analysts they have think the Titans offensive line is pretty damn good.
Robbie Staley just asked me, Mason Rudolph had 106 yards rushing on purpose. I don't know if it was on purpose.
Right.
He was probably running for his life.
I want to add this real quick. We had a female weigh in on our celebrity crush.
Oh, yeah.
7390 says, I'm a female here. My celebrity crush, Lyle Alzado. He was a good friend of my uncle. I was so little. He was so big and so imposing, but he was always so very sweet to me. I cried like a baby when Lyle Alzado passed away. So thank you. We got the female perspective. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for weighing in. Appreciate it.
We got a few votes, female votes for Adam Vingan and for Robbie Staley. So, yeah. It's the bald look. I don't get none. So, great. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
That's okay.
Thank you to Bridget and Heather for texting in on that.
Right.
We appreciate
that. We do.
But, yeah, do you think Derrick Henry is going to 16 touchdowns, just shy of 2,000 with 1921? I feel like he goes back a little bit.
I think so, too, as well.
Yeah.
Hot take. Ravens window closes after this year.
I don't think that's crazy. I mean,
gotta do
that,
it now.
That division, though, I mean, with outside of Cleveland, Cincinnati's going to be better. Then Baltimore. Pittsburgh is an absolute toss-up.
Yep.
Because of Rodgers. But if old man Rodgers has one more left in him, I mean, they're going to be in the mix. So, hypothetically, they could get three teams in.
Because I think if the Ravens don't do what everybody thinks they should do, I think the doubt gets in there. Not like, well, you're loaded. You had Eric Henry, Lamar Jackson, we've got all these people, and you're still not getting it done?
Who's gone first? John Harbaugh or Mike Tomlin?
Tomlin.
You think so?
But
they miss the playoffs this year, do you think he – I think he steps up.
I think Tomlin's up. Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I mean, he's won a Super Bowl, never had a losing record. He's good.
Made the playoffs every year until last year?
Made the playoffs. Did they make it last year, didn't they? The Steelers?
Did
they get beat by the Ravens?
I think that was the
– Right, they got beat by the Ravens.
David James is nodding his head, big Ravens guy.
Yep. Ravens beat the Steelers last because they barely made it in there and they got in and the Ravens beat them. And the Ravens beat the Buffalo. And
I thought that was like the last week of the season.
And Mark Andrews dropped the pass.
You are correct, sir. That's right.
David James is back there, man. Yes.
Good job, David.
But I think the doubt creeps in. Like you had all the talent. You've had this for years. You don't get anywhere because Buffalo beat you or Kansas City beat you. It's just unfortunate they keep running into Buffalo or Kansas City. It's unfortunate for Buffalo. They keep running into Kansas City. So until you knock off Mahomes and them, that's what you got.
Hot that you I hate the word take, as we've talked about, but hot opinion, I would say I could see Kansas City taking a step back. And I know we want to try and say that every year and we're wrong, and I'll probably be wrong again.
And Travis Kelce admitted in that podcast, admitted that last year was different for him. Because he wasn't used to everything that was happening around him off the field.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yep.
Good for him for admitting that. So.
Would a better way to say it is a warm temperatured comment?
I like that.
I think so, yeah.
High temperature comment, warm temperature. Yeah, that could, low temperature comment.
That could work.
I like that. That's good. That's good, Dr. Crane. There you go. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is, celebrity birthdays, and do we have a mashup today? We do have a mashup today. We will do that all coming up here on Chasing Big Joe. But first, let's give something away because we're cool about that. Caller number 5 at 615-737-1025 will win a pair of tickets to see Linkin Park at Bridgestone Arena on Thursday, August 21st. 615-737-1025 is Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni, 1025 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 1025 The Game on this Friday. Titans, Falcons later tonight. Looking forward to breaking that one down on Monday. But tomorrow at 9 o'clock here on 1025 The Game, Dr. Crane will be a part of the weekend huddle with Parker Kelly and Connor Newt. You guys will have the first reaction to the Titans tonight.
Yeah, this will be interesting. I really want to see, you know, Cam Ward get more than three takes at the – what are you doing there, Joe?
I'm disagreeing with you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I just want to see Cam Ward throw more than three times tonight.
That's your nod. I like the nod.
I agree. Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir.
It's very, very good. So looking forward to listening to that tomorrow. With that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. Brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc. All of your commercial construction needs under one roof. JarrettCompaniesInc.com. They are above and beyond industry standards.
All right. First on this, we have Assumption of Mary Day, when she was sended into heaven. Chant at the Moon Day. I don't know if you guys do that or not.
Bark at the moon?
You can bark at the moon.
Joe does every night.
Oh, okay. What kind of chants, Joe?
Gregorian chants.
I love... You ever listen to that on Spotify?
That's me. I do those.
Dude, I have a full album I'll share with the both of yous. Let's see. I Love Cowboys and Cowgirls Day. If you're going to the Stampede, there you go. National Back to School Prep Day. The prep. National Best Friends Day is today.
Nice.
National Check Your Chip Day. Probably got to do that. National Failures Day is today. National Kool-Aid Day. You know, the Kool-Aid Man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kool-Aid Man.
National Leather Craft Day. Shout out to those that make the wallets. National Lemon Meringue Pie Day. Delicious. National Men's Grooming Day. Take care of that, men. National Relaxation Day to wrap it up.
You got a lot of demands on people today, right?
We got to have these wallets on the streets of Hong Kong by Friday.
Yeah. We're meeting some tail on the other side of the park. All right, time
for
celebrity birthdays. Here we go. Our first birthday, actor Anthony Anderson.
Thank you. Anthony Anderson, 62.
74.
55. Ben Affleck.
It was just Casey's birthday the other day.
It was.
56.
53.
53, exactly.
Hey, nice. Irish twins. Is he in any 54?
Who?
Ben Affleck's brother.
Casey?
Casey's younger, yeah. I think.
He's younger.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if he was like 52. It'd be like,
man,
11 months apart.
Why are you confusing the host?
He's asking questions.
He's 50.
Okay.
He's 50.
All right. Dr. Crane, you should get this. How old is Joe Jonas?
Joe Jonas, 34.
37.
36. You're right. They've been around like 100 years, it seems like.
They made a comeback a few years back.
Okay, so 3-0, Dr. Crane. Oh, from Louisville, actress Jennifer Lawrence.
41.
38.
35. The original Marilyn Munster, Pat Priest. How old is she today?
82.
88.
89. Dr. Crane's up 4-0. Famed journalist, author Linda Ellerbe.
74.
77.
81. Great songwriter for Glenn Campbell, Jimmy Webb.
84.
83.
79. Phyllis from The Office.
There's an interesting video about her with Josh Allen from Bussin' with the Boys. Go look it up. She is 61.
57.
76.
Good Lord.
That's what I thought. Man, comedian Rondell Sheridan was in the TV show That's So Raven.
38.
39.
Ah, close. 67.
Nice.
Go down here. Let's see what we got here. Hold on now. Britain's Princess Anne.
Which one is she married to?
One of the princes.
Or is she...
I think she's the younger.
I think you're right.
Sister of Charles. I'm not an Anglophile, so I don't know. That's right.
73.
71.
75. Chase on the board. It's 4-1. All right, sports birthdays. Gary Kubiak, friend of the show.
Yeah, he is a friend of the show. 67.
66.
63. Eric Bieniemy, probably the greatest Chris Berman nickname of all time.
54.
60.
56. Oh, it's 4-2. We're down to two birthdays. Oh, and these are good, too. How old is Carl Edwards?
Cousin Carl. Okay, he retired. I'm thinking.
That's right.
He is 47.
49.
46. So it's 4-3. Last birthday. And how appropriate is this? We were just talking about him. How old, boys, is Yancey Thigpen? Yes.
50.
For the win. If you get the day on, you get the win.
54.
56.
Oh, he's 56 exactly.
Oh, nice.
Dr. Crane wins 6-3.
The Generals, they get one.
Well done.
Every now and then. Well done indeed. Brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc. With that, let's get to the mashup.
Did you get the – do you have any vegan options? Did you get that?
Yeah, I had one. I was like, we have water.
Love it. Chestnut and then – Haga? Who's the guy that got from Michigan?
Haggis?
Haggis?
No.
Is it Hassan Haggis?
No, Hassan Haskins?
Haskins.
He's not on the team anymore.
Oh, is he not?
Michael and Madison said, take a knee to get the preseason over. Very misfortunate typo, replacing the X with an S.
Can we say that word?
I don't know. You can probably, I mean, I'll just leave it up to the imagination.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's for educational purposes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You have to use your mind on that.
Yeah.
And it says, we got a great pregame for all you bastards coming up. And it went over closed caption. Everybody saw it. Penix, Publix.
It could be like Desmond Howard last year. He had that, like, Penix energy is what he said.
Oh,
yeah. I made sure I emphasized that. So.
No, I see what you did there.
Donna Mills was my first ever, like, oh, my God, I'm 15 and I'd run away with you. Of course, she'd get arrested. But I'd be happy as you know what. So who was your first crush?
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, my God.
From Friends.
She doesn't age.
No.
Horrible bosses.
Oh, she's great in that.
I mean, I'd like to think that's her personality.
Again, age is just a number.
Age is just a number.
Well,
right?
I say this with all the love in the world. You look 76. She looks 36.
That's not a lie. And I feel 86. But 86 is a new 56. So it all comes back around, circles back around right there.
She is beautiful. Yeah.
She likes cars, apparently.
She likes jeans, I guess. I don't know.
Does she think? You think she likes a 2019 Buick Encore? If she does, I got just the guy.
She is beautiful. Yeah.
She likes cars, apparently.
She likes jeans, I guess. I don't know.
Does she think? You think she likes a 2019 Buick Encore? If she does.
Well done.
So good to hear it twice, right?
Not that Buick.
Oh my goodness!
That reminds me of the time that I was doing that. We did this on the morning show.
Yeah,
and I forgot who the intern was. I let the intern put it together. I think it was
Andy Harrell.
No. I'll think of it in a second. But I had the intern do it, and he repeated things like four times.
Oh man.
It was funny. But that is going to do it for us today. DVD coming up next.
Hey, to our message to our guys out there, if you are struggling, know that we love you. There's a place you can go to get help. Please talk to somebody. Go to thegamenashville.com. Click down Unity. Go to the Chase and Big Joe Show. Click down Unity Psychiatric Care. Somebody's always there to talk to you. Please reach out if you are struggling. Know that you are absolutely beautiful and our world's a better place because you are here. We go through a lot, man, but we need you here. Know that we love you. More importantly, more than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD coming up next. I'll get you set for Titans-Falcons tonight here at 102.5 The Game.